For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce President Todd Meisch today. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Good. So one of the biggest topics going around Springfield right now is sports betting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a federal law that says that that prevented states from enacting any kind of sports betting. Now, especially in the business community, but individuals have different feelings about sports betting or gambling in particular. But there are two things that we think is very, very important, is that I think that the political forces in Springfield are going to push forward on sports betting in the state of Illinois. So it's very, very likely to come. And what I think that your listeners should be thinking about is what kind of limitations or how do you want to organize sports betting in your community? That's a really important issue.
And how does this sports betting policy look for a commerce standpoint for the Effingham County area?
Yeah, so something to know is that sports betting, for those who, again, are interested in gaming at all, it's one of the lowest margin gaming that's out there. So most of the estimates I've heard is that there's only $100 to $70 million to be had if you have a pretty expansive sports gaming. So this is not going to save the state's budget. It's not going to be able to fund the transportation on its own. It's fairly limited, but there are real implications for the Effingham community. Do you want to be able to go to your local gas station and bet on the Cardinals at the same time maybe you're picking up a lottery ticket? That's a very practical issue, and I think it's a discussion that communities need to have. Or do we want to make it only like a Las Vegas experience where you have to go to a big casino and you watch the NCAA games and bet there? So the important thing that I've been stressing is that whatever your community wants to do, have the discussion now. Talk to your elected officials and start to shape what you want this to look like in your community. It could be, we don't want it in our community. It can be, let's go ahead and get as much money out of this as possible. But it's going to be a community-by-community conversation, and it's one that should start now.
And if there was interest in sports betting in the Effingham County area, is that something that should be taken up with, like, the county leaders, city leaders, or should it be a state level?
I think that the most important thing is to have a conversation in your community, and that can be with your local city council. It could be your local chamber of commerce or, you know, the Rotary Club for that matter. But come up with some kind of consensus, and then you're going to have to go to Springfield to make sure that whatever kind of enabling legislation gives your community the flexibility to decide what you want it to look like in your community. The biggest, cautionary tale out there in the gaming world is the, slot machines that everybody thought was going to be just at VFWs and a few bars around. But now, at least in Springfield, Illinois, we build strip malls simply to house these slot machines. That money goes to transportation, so it's not, you know, it's a mixed bag. But that's kind of a cautionary tale, that if you don't get out in front and make clear what you want your community to do or not do, then it's quite possible Springfield is going to tell you what's going to happen in your community.
All right. And is there anything else on this topic that you would like to mention?
The last thing I'd say is that, we are very cognizant. The Chamber is not pro-gaming or anti-gaming. We simply say that if you're going to have gaming, then let's maximize the economic benefit. I do think that there's a real possibility that the sports gaming finally breaks the logjam for a really, really big gaming bill. Again, you may like that, you may not. That could be used to fund transportation, probably some money for education, maybe some to pay down the backlog of unpaid bills, but transportation for the Illinois Chamber is where we're going to be most interested, along with the backlog. So that's the important thing. sports gaming on its own is not huge, but I think it could break the dam on a really big gaming package. You may like it, you may not, but I do think that's what's going to happen.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with us on this topic today, Mr. Meisch.
All right. Thank you, Samantha.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.